Good morning.
早上好。
It's a pleasure to be with you today.
非常高兴和弟兄姊妹在一起。
Hopefully everybody had a restful summer.
大家可能夏天有很好的休息。
And all the students were excited to get back to school.
好多学生也非常兴奋回到学校。
I see a lot of waving heads, no.
有些在点头或者低头。
It's my pleasure to be here today and to be able to open up God's Word.
我非常高兴能够到大家当中打开神的话。
We are going to Matthew chapter 20.
我们翻到马太福音第二十章。
Verse 30.
第三十节。
Starting in verse 30.
从三十节开始。
It says, two blind men were sitting beside the road when they heard that Jesus was coming their way.
有两个瞎子坐在路旁，听说是耶稣经过。
They began shouting, Sir, King David's son, have mercy on us.
就喊着说，主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧。
The crowd told them to be quiet.
众人责备他们，不许他们作声。
But they only yelled louder.
但是他们却越发喊着说。
When Jesus came to the place where they were, he stopped in the road and called, What do you want me to do for you?
耶稣就站住叫他们来说要我为你们做什么。
Sir, they said.
他们说主啊。
We want to see.
要我们的眼睛能看见。
Jesus was moved with pity for them and touched their eyes.
耶稣就动了慈心把他们的眼睛一摸。
And instantly they could see and they followed him.
他们立刻看见就跟从了耶稣。
Today, the message is entitled, Being Relentless.
今天我的信息的题目就是不放弃。
There was once a man,
从前有个人,
in American history.
在美国的历史中。
He grew up, and at about the age of 18,
他长到十八岁的时候,
he decided he wanted to get into politics.
他就想进入政治。
He did not know much about politics.
他并不懂什么政治。
But he decided he wanted to give it a try.
但是他还是决定要试一试。
So he ran for office one day.
他就要竞选。
It was a small position in his town.
在他的城里面一个小的职位。
And he put up campaign posters.
他就有些广告来宣传。
He gave out flyers.
他也单张来发。
And when the day of the election came,
当选举开始的时候，
He lost.
他就失败了。
He said, I'll try again.
他就说我再试一次。
Another election came.
又有一次选举。
He gave out flyers.
他也是发传单。
He put up more posts.
他也贴更多的这样的广告。
And when voting day came,
当大选的选举的时候到的时候，
He lost.
他又一次失选。
He said, I'm going to try again next year.
他说我明年再试一次。
He said, I'll run for a different office this time.
我要选一个不同的职位。
Gave out more flyers.
这次更多的这发宣传品。
Put up more posters.
更多的这些广告。
And when voting day came,
当选举开始的时候，
he lost.
他又一次失选。
Most people would say, you're a failure, please give up.
很多人就会说你失败了，放弃吧。
Try something else with your life.
你的生活应该选一些其他的。
But he didn't.
但他没有。
In fact, he lost 8 times.
实际上他八次失选。
We would probably say he's probably a very big failure.
我们可能会说他是一个很大的失败。
Except he also ended up on every single penny in the United States.
但是呢，他却在每一个一分钱的硬币上出现。
Does anybody know what a politician I'm talking about?
这个政治课是谁?
Abraham Lincoln.
就是林肯。亚伯拉罕林肯。
He lost over 8 elections.
他失去了八次选举的机会。
But he was persistent.
但是他非常坚持。
He persevered.
他坚持。
He was relentless.
他是不放弃。
These lights in here?
看到这些灯。
A man decided he wants to invent a better light bulb.
这个人就决定要发明一个比较好的灯。
Tried 10 times to invent it.
他有十次的是尝试。
Failed every time.
每一次都失败。
Tried 100 different times to invent it.
100次试验。
A adjusted it 100 different ways.
有一百次不同的情形来试验。
Failed every time.
每一次都失败。
Many people came up to him and said, you keep on failing, how does that feel?
很多人到他面前说你总是失败 你感觉怎样？
He said, oh, I did not fail, I just found another way not to do it right.
他说我并没有失败，我是找到了一种 不可能成功的。
I would encourage you as students, do not try that with your teachers.
我不是鼓励大家小学生在他老师那里试验这样。
Go up to your teacher and say, oh, I did not fail the test, I just found another way not to pass it.
你到你老师那说我没有考试失败我只是又尝试一次。
It won't go well.
这可能不会有 好结果。
But do we call Thomas Alva Edison the world's biggest failure?
但是你能不能叫爱德生这个发明家是一个失败？
No, we probably call him one of the greatest inventors that ever lived.
爱迪生是最大的一个发明家之一。
He persevered.
他就坚持。
He didn't give up.
他不放弃。
He was relentless.
他是永不放弃。
I don't believe these great men in our history got their perseverance by chance.
我不相信这些人呢，他有坚持是偶然的。
I believe it came from their creator.
我相信这个坚持是从他造他们的主而来。
See, when we look into the word,
咱们看到神的话的时候，
if we go back a couple of verses,
我们往前再看几节圣经。
In Matthew chapter 20, if we go right before Jesus heals the man who was blind.
在这个耶稣治瞎子之前，
in verse 25,
在第二十五节，
Jesus is telling his disciples how to truly become great.
耶稣就给他的门徒说如何能够成为大的。
Says Jesus called them together and said,
耶稣叫了他们来说，
Among the heathen kings are tyrants.And each minor official lords it over the person who they are over.
你们知道外邦人有君王为主，这里他们有大臣操权管束他们。
But among you, it should be quite different.
只是在你们中间不可这样。
Anyone wanting to be a leader among you must be a servant.
你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人。
And if you want to be right at the very top,
你要想到最高的地方。
You must serve with the persistence of a slave.
你要像奴隶一样来坚持的来服侍大家。
Your attitude must be like my own.
你的态度要像我一样。
For I, the Messiah,
我这个弥赛亚
did not come to be served.
不是要来人受人服侍。
But to serve and give my life as a ransom for many.
而是来要服侍人并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
A lot of times the word slave has a very negative connotation in our society.
很多时候呢，所说奴隶或奴仆呢，对我们一个很不好的印象。
However, Jesus is saying if you truly want to become great,
但是耶稣说你要真想伟大，
you must serve not just as a servant,
你不仅要像这个仆人一样来服侍，
not just as someone with a part-time job,
不是一个像临时工一样。
But one who it is their life.
而是终身来服侍。
If we get in a little bit more detail in the same story and we go to Mark chapter 10.
我们要想一点从另一个角度看就到马可福音第十章。
Starting in verse 46.
在第四十二节开始。四十六节开始。
We find the same story.
我们看到一个同样的故事。
However, the writer Mark includes a very major detail.
但是马可弟兄呢，给了一些更多的细节。
He gives us the name of this man who was blind.
他把这个盲人的名字叫出来。
Now we must remember that in the Bible, names are important.
我们知道在圣经中名字是重要的。
They didn't just give you a name because it sounded nice.
不是给你一个名字，好像听起来好听。
They gave you a name because they believed that it was who you were to become.
他给你一个名字是你要成为的。
Or greatness that you were coming from.
是你从哪个背景而来。
In the same way, it could also be the bad stuff that maybe you were coming from.
可能是一个不好的背景而来。
And in verse 46,
在第四十六节，
it describes the same story.
在同一个故事。
And we find out that the beggar's name is a man by the name of Bartimaeus.
这个瞎子的人的名字叫拔底买。
It says in verse 47,
第47节,
when Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was near,
这里讲到当这个拔底买听到耶稣就在跟前的时候,
he began to shout out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
他就喊着说, 大卫的子孙耶稣啊, 可怜我吧。
Now once again, names are important.
名字是非常重要的。
We must look at Bartimaeus' name.
这个巴迪买到底是什么意思?
If we look at what the name Bartimaeus literally means,
我们要是按字义来解释巴迪买这个的意思,
the word bar,
这个巴这个字,
means heir or son of,
就是一个后裔或者是儿子的意思。
The word tame,
底,
means dirty,
就是脏肮脏或者是不干净。
Means unclean.
不干净。
Bartimaeus was born blind.
这个巴迪买是生来瞎眼。
In this culture,
在这个那个时候的文化中
they believed if you were born blind,
当你是生来瞎眼的话
it was because your parents were unclean.
是因为你的父母亲不洁净。
Your parents were full of sin.
你的父母亲或许犯了罪。
So he was literally called.
他就被叫做
son of the unclean,
是不洁净的人的儿子。
To make you appreciate your own name, then you aren't called that.
你会觉得你的名字不这么糟糕，是应该庆幸的。
And this man has been a beggar his whole life because he is simply known as son of dirt.
这个人一生都是乞讨啊，因为他的名字就是不洁净之子。
Since he is young, he has been treated.Because he is called son of dirt.
在很小的时候大家都这样待他因为他是不洁净之子。
And as he's sitting on the side of the road,
当他在路旁坐着的时候
he calls for Jesus.
他就向耶稣呼求。
But it's interesting to know once again,
另我们觉得很有趣的是
that he knows the power of a name.
他知道名字的这样的力量。
And he simply does not say Jesus.
他不是只是讲到耶稣。
He says, "Son of David."
他说大卫的子孙。
By him saying, "Son of David,"
他讲到大卫的子孙的时候
，He was calling him the Messiah.
他是讲到他是那弥赛亚。
He was not simply saying a name for someone to come and give him maybe some money.
他不是叫这个名字使人给他有些钱而已。
He was not simply calling the name of a friend to come and maybe help him up.
也不是叫一个朋友来帮他。
When he called Jesus,
当他叫到耶稣的名字
he knew what to call him.
他知道该如何叫。
Jesus stops in the middle of his path.
耶稣就在这里停下来。
However, before Jesus stops,
在耶稣停下来之前
people told him to be quiet.
这些人就让这个乞讨的来住嘴。
It says,It says in verse 48,
在第四十八节
people told him and yelled at him, shut up.
很多人就不许他作声，责备他。
But he only shouted louder.
但是他却越发大声喊着
Son of David,
大卫的子孙呢
Messiah,
弥赛亚
have mercy on me.
可怜我吧。
When Jesus heard him,
当耶稣听到的时候
He stopped there in the road and said, "Tell him to come here."
他就站住说叫过他来。
So they called the blind man.
他们就叫那盲人或者瞎子。
They said, "You lucky fellow."
他说你很有运气。
Come on, he's calling you.
他在叫你呢。
Bartimaeus yanked off his old coat and flung it aside.
瞎子就丢下衣服跳起来走到耶稣那里
jumped up and came to Jesus
跳起来到耶稣那里
Jesus asked him what do you want
耶稣说要我为你做什么
The blind man said teacher
瞎子说波拉波尼
I want to see
我要能看见。
Once again, words mean something.
又一次的这个字是有意义的。
When you called somebody teacher,
当你叫一个人拉波尼的时候，
the word he used was Rabbana.
这个词就叫做拉波尼。
What that means is not just a teacher I want to learn from, but a teacher I want to follow my whole entire life.
不是一个从他学知识的一个教师而已，而是要跟随的一个老师。
And Jesus said to him,
耶稣对他说，
All right, it's done.
你去吧，你的信救了你。
Your faith has healed you.
你的信救了你。
Instantly, the blind man could see.
瞎子立刻看见了。
And he followed Jesus down the road.
就在路上跟随耶稣。
You may have missed it, but going back when Bartimaeus stood up,
你可能看到这个瞎子站起来的时候，
it says he threw his old coat to the side.
他就把他的衣服丢在旁边。
I believe the detail is not there by chance.
这不是偶然的一个小的细节。
I believe in that moment,
我相信在那个时候，
Bartimaeus was throwing his old self to the side as well.
巴蒂买就把他这个老旧的我丢在一边。
See, being a man who is relentless is not easy.
做一个能坚持的人是不容易的。
Being a woman who's relentless is not easy.
做一个可以不放弃的女人也不是容易的。
It's especially not easy.
特别不容易的。
When maybe we've had a label put on us.
就是我们身上已经有了标签。
That we can't be successful.
我不能够成功。
Maybe it's a label from our past that we can't serve God.
也可能是在我们的过去给我们的一个标签，就是我们没有办法服侍神。
Maybe it's a label that's come from our past history.
也可能是我们过去的历史。
But in that moment,
在那个时候，
Bartimaeus took advantage of the opportunity and threw everything to the side.
巴蒂买就抓住了机会，把旧的丢下。
He threw his past to the side.
他把他的过去丢下。
He threw what people said to him to the side.
他把以前别人对他的论断放下。
And he threw his name to the side.
他把他自己的名字也丢在一边。
I think one of the biggest things that keeps me from being relentless for God.
有一件是我能够在神面前坚持的。
Can be labels that sometimes people put on me or I put upon myself.
可能是别人叫我的一些的，或者我自己加给我的一些不好的。
And I believe if we're to be the men and the women that God has called us to be,
我相信要是我们要做神呼召我们做的神的子民，
we can take a lesson from Bartimaeus.
我们就可以从巴比买来学这个教训。
We can take a lesson on what it looks like to be relentless.
我们可以从他学到这个坚持不懈的这个功课。
And put away the things that sometimes even the world tells us is how we're supposed to be.
把那些世界认为我们应该是的放在一边。
It's interesting.
有趣的是
how we can yell all sorts of words in the street or in certain places and it's considered okay.
我们可能在很多地方我们大声喊叫一些的事情是可以的。
But I don't know about you, sometimes I want to speak about the Lord and everyone says, no, be quiet.
但是呢，我要讲到我们的神、我们的主的时候，很多人就不想让我们讲。
They say no, no, no. You can't talk about religion here.
他们就会说，你不能在这里不能讲宗教。
That's not something that's okay to talk about with people. You don't talk about religion or politics.
给人讲，你不要讲这个宗教。
But when people told Bartimaeus to be quiet, what did he do?
当人让巴蒂买住嘴的时候，他怎么说？他怎么做？
I believe he spoke up because he knew what he wanted.
我相信他能够大声喊是因为他知道他要的是什么。
He was tired of honestly living as the son of dirt.
他已经疲惫了做这一个不洁净人之子。
And he realized he was made for something more than that.
他相信他是神让他要做更好的。
And he wasn't going to let his opportunity with Jesus simply pass by because other people told him to be quiet.
他不会因为人所说的要失去这个到耶稣面前的机会。
He wasn't going to let maybe even that inside voice say, no, no, it's not the right time. try again some other time.
那甚至里面可能让他不要这样做，这个声音他也压制下来。
It's amazing to see.
我们可以看到非常的奇妙。
But maybe some of us don't fall in that Bartimaeus category.
或许我们有些人并不是像巴迪买这样的一个情形。
Maybe some of us fall in another category.
我们可能是另一种人。
We turn to Luke chapter 19.
我们翻到路加福音十九章。
In Luke chapter 19, we learn about another man.
路加福音十九章有另一个人。
He was not a very big man.
他不是一个很高的人。
But he was a big man at the same time.
但是他也是一个很大的人。
His name was Zacchaeus.
他是一个名字叫撒该的人。
He too wanted to see Jesus.
他也想见到耶稣。
Only problem though, he was very short.
但是呢，他太矮了。
I'll be honest, I don't know what that feels like.
我很难同情他这个感觉。
But he was probably one of the most popular people in town.
但是他呢是在城里非常受欢迎的人。
It says in the word,
在神的话中,
a man named Zacchaeus was one of the most influential Jews in the Roman tax collecting business.
就是说这个撒该是在当时的在罗马的收税的这个制度中一个很显赫的税吏长。
It says he was also a very rich man and he was trying to see Jesus but he was too short to see over the crowds.
他也是个财主啊，因为他太矮，所以在很多人中没有办法看到耶稣。
Some people at that point would say, I'll watch it on TV.
有些人说啊，我干脆去看电视就好。
I'll wait for the movie to come out.
啊，或许有一个电影我可以看到。
Not Zacchaeus.
但不是撒该，撒该不是这样。
See, I don't believe Zacchaeus got to be the most influential tax collector in the area by simply giving up easily.
这个撒该之所以能够成为一个很有影响的税吏长，他是一个不放弃的人。
I believe he became the most influential tax collector because he was relentless.
他这么有影响是因为他不放弃。
But he had forgotten what to be relentless for.
他也没有忘记他这样的。
So he used his relentlessness and climbed a tree.
他就用他的坚持不懈爬上树去。
It says in verse 4,
在第四节讲到，
So he ran ahead and climbed into a sycamore tree beside the road to watch from there.
就跑到前头爬上桑树要看耶稣。
How many people have ever climbed a tree before?
大家中有没有爬过树的？
It's okay to be honest, parents, even though your children are here.
我父母亲也不需要担心孩子会爬树。
I tried to climb a tree one time.
我有一次试着爬树。
It broke and that was the last time.
broke tree broke?
The tree broke, yeah. I broke too.
树和我都受了伤。
This man wanted to see Jesus so badly he was willing to risk hurting himself.
这个人呢，为了看到耶稣，他不惜受到伤害。
And if you know anything about a sycamore tree,
你要知道这个桑树的性质。
It's not a small tree.
不是一个小树。
If you fell off a sycamore tree,
你要是从桑树下掉下来，
a full-grown sycamore tree,
一个长大的桑树，
you would also need to see Jesus for healing.
你要见到耶稣就要受求医治。
But he climbs up this tree.
当他爬到树上的时候。
And Jesus looks right at him.
耶稣就看到他。
And once again calls him by name.
这时候耶稣就叫他的名字。
He says, Zacchaeus.
他说撒该。
Come down.
快下来。
For I'm going to be a guest in your home today.
今天我必住在你家里。
Zacchaeus quickly climbed down.
他就急忙下来。
Took Jesus to his house in great excitement and joy.
欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。
Once again though,
又一次。
People like to talk.
人愿意讲话。
And they began saying, what is he doing with this man?
很多人就会议论啊，这个人怎么会住在这里？
This man is a great sinner.
这是一个罪人家。
Zacchaeus says, though, however,
撒该却这样讲。
He said, "From now on, I will give half of everything I own to the poor."
他说：“主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人。”
And if I have overcharged anyone, I will give them back on their taxes.
若我讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。
Four times as much.
还他四倍。
That's a really good refund.
这是很好的一个退款的方式。
Jesus says.
耶稣说。
This shows that salvation has come to this man's house today.
今天救恩到了这家。
Once again, words mean things.
又一次，这话是有意义的。
Names are powerful.
名字是非常有力量和能力的。
See, Bartimaeus had a name. His name was Son of Dirt.
巴底买是这个不洁之子。
He's lived with that label for so long that I believe at one point in time he started to believe it.
他有这样的一个标签这么久，所以他自己也认为是这样。
But when Jesus came near him,
当耶稣来到他面前的时候，
I believe he realized he was made for more than just to be a son of the dirt.
他也认识到他不仅是要做一个不洁之子，还有更多。
Zacchaeus, I believe, is from a different scenario.
撒该是一个不同的情形。
Because Zacchaeus' name,
撒该这个名字
means pure,
是讲到纯洁。
The name Zacchaeus means to be one who is pure.
这个撒该这个词的原意就是纯洁的意思。
I believe Bartimaeus knew his name too well.
巴底买，我相信他知道他的名字的意义。
I believe Zacchaeus.Forgot his name.
我相信撒该或许忘了他名字的意义。
He forgot the name he was given.
他忘记他这个名字给的意思是什么。
He forgot who he was created to be.
他忘掉神造他是为了什么意义。
Someone who is to live pure.
有人要做一个纯洁的人。
Someone who is to do his job with integrity.
要做工作要有这样的纯净。
With holiness and cleanness.
有圣洁和公义。
That day he remembered his name.
那天撒该就记起他的名字的意义。
I know for myself.
我知道我自己。
Sometimes I can go between the two of them.
我可以两个情形都有。
There's some days I think I'm just messing up. That's just what I do. I just mess up all the time.
有时候我会把事情搞糟糕。
And there's some days where I'm feeling very proud of myself.
有时候我却为自己而骄傲。
And I can forget what my purpose that God gave me is.
我会忘记神造我的目的。
I want to challenge us today.
我今天要向大家挑战。
To be relentless.
要做一个不放弃的人。
Whether we're coming from a place of Bartimaeus,
或许你是在一个巴底买的情形下，
or we're coming from a place of Zacchaeus,
或许你是在撒该这样的情况。
However, I will be honest.
我向大家非常的坦白承认。
It's not an easy thing to be relentless.
不容易，我们要做一个不放弃的人。
It's not.
不容易。
See, one of the first things that gets in our way is we can get consumed with what other people will say.
第一件事情就是我们会受到其他人对我们评论的影响。
But we see examples right here.
我们可以看到这样的两个例子。
Of men who go right through and power past what other people have to say.
这两个人就从人的议论当中走开，进入到该做的事情。
They're willing to keep on shouting when other people say, be quiet.
他们愿意继续的呼喊，其他人也没办法阻止他们。
They're willing to climb a tree, not simply go home.
不是，他是愿意来爬树，而不是回家而已。
Not simply say, I'll try again another day.
也不是说我要明天再试吧。
I realize the power of being relentless in my own life.
我自己的生活我也体会到不放弃的重要性。
When I had finished college at Montclair State University,
我在 Montclair 这个州的一个大学里面毕业的时候，
I had an opportunity to play in the National Basketball Association.
我就有机会去打职业的篮球。
And as I was invited to go out to LA,
我在去洛杉矶的时候
，and play with people who made me feel very short, like Zacchaeus.
啊，我和那些人在一起打球，就觉得像撒该一样啊。
I'll never forget the first day we got there.
我第一天到他们当中的时候
，even though I came from a smaller school, Montclair State, it's not Duke, it's not North Carolina, it's not Rutgers.
我不是从一个大的学校啊，而是从 Montclair 这个州立大学里面出来。
I was excited to show what I could do and that I belonged on the team.
我愿意，我非常兴奋要把我自己的能力表现出来。
And I remember they took us to a training facility.
我记得他们就把我们放在一个训练的地方。
And as we got into the doors of the training facility,
当我们进到这个门里的时候
，I was ready to show how much I could lift.
我就想要显示一下我能够举多重。
I was ready to show how strong I was.
我要显示一下我有多么强壮。
I was ready to show that I deserved a lot of money to play basketball.
我想要告诉他们，我可以给我这么多钱是值得的。
And we get in a room about this size.
我们的那个房间差不多和这个。
And on the outside of the door, it says weight room.
外面就是说要有举重的一个。
So I think inside there should be what? Weights, right?
这有好多的这个举的重物在这个房间中，应该是这样。
We go inside the room and it's completely empty.
但是我们进来以后呢，什么东西都没有。
Now the organization that I was invited out by, they happen to be not that good a team.
我去的实际上这个队呢，并不是很有名。
I'll just say it was not the Lakers.
不像这个Laker 这样的有名的队。
And as I go in the room and I see it's completely empty, I say, "Wow, they must be really bad. They can't even buy weights."
我进来以后就看他们实在是很糟糕啊，因为他没有钱买这些举重的重物。
A trainer comes up from behind me and says, "Who cares how much you think you can lift if you can't lift yourself?"
这个后面有个声音，就是我们训练我们的人说，我不关心你们能举多重，若是你举不起你自己的话。
I did not know what he was talking about.
我不明白他讲这话什么意思。
But for the next 2 weeks, we did some of the hardest workouts I've ever done in my life.
在下面两周呢，是我一生中最艰苦的训练。
We did not use one weight.
我没有用到一个杠铃。
Once we came into the building, three times a day.
我们一天三次到这里。
They would put a clock on the wall.
他们就有一个钟在墙上挂着。
And we had to do push-ups for 5 minutes straight.
我们就要用5分钟一直不停的来做 push-up.
It's impossible to do push-ups for 5 minutes straight.
很难用5分钟一直在做俯卧撑。
And so when you couldn't do them just from your toes, you had to do them from your knees.
若是你不能够用你的脚沾地的话，你要用你的膝盖。
And when you couldn't do them from your knees, you just had to stay straight like a board. It's called a plank.
你要是膝盖也不行了，你就要用你的手掌使劲撑着。
And when your plank became a banana,
到时候你就撑不住了，像橡胶一样。
They made you run back and forth. It's called a suicide.
然后他就让你前后来跑，叫做自杀。
And when you couldn't run another step.
若是你要一步都走跑不起来的时候
，They would let you sit against the wall without a chair.
他就让你坐在那个这个墙边上，没有椅子。
All very painful.
都非常的不舒服。
Two guys got cut from the team without even shooting a basketball.
有两个人就被给轰走了，因为他就没有机会打球。
And I'll never forget as I'm doing push-ups one time.
我有一次记得我在做这个俯卧撑的时候
，One morning and you know you're working hard when you can see your own reflection in the ground from your own sweat。
就是我在看到我自己的形象，因为那个汗太多了，我可以看到我自己。
And my arms start shaking。
我的这个胳膊就在抖动。
And the coaches are saying, "Do one more, do one more."
旁边的这个教练就说，再来一次，再来一次。
I had an epiphany。
我的脑子里就发昏。
Epiphany, I had a great thought.
一个很好的想法。
I said, John Paul,
John Paul,
you're fat.
你太胖了。
And see, it's funny, but up to that point in time, I never thought that.
我从来没有觉得我自己胖。
Because every time I would work out,
每一次我做锻炼的时候
，and I didn't get the results I wanted,
我是没有出现我所期待的结果的时候
，I simply blamed somebody else.
我就说其他人不对。
When I would lift in the weight room,
我在举着杠铃的时候
，and I couldn't do as many repetitions as I wanted,
我说我不能够达到那个数量的时候。
I would say, oh, this bar is different. I'm not used to this bar.
就是说这个好像杠铃不太习惯，我没办法做这么多。
I would make excuses.
我会有借口。
And as I was doing push-ups on that day,
当我那时候做俯卧撑的时候
，See, there's a funny thing when you do a push-up.
非常有趣的，当你做俯卧撑的时候
，Because the only thing you're pushing up against when you're doing a push-up is you.
你所有举的就是你自己。
I couldn't blame a bar.
也没有杠铃。
I couldn't blame a coach.
也没有教练可以来埋怨。
And I said, if I'm going to make this team,
若是我想真正成为这个队的成
员。The biggest obstacle for me doing well in these drills is me.
最大的障碍就是我自己。
And I started working harder than I ever worked before.
我那个时候就开始像以前从来没有那么努力的去训练。
I became relentless to make it to the NBA.
我就不放弃要加入这个美国的篮球职业篮球队。
And it's interesting because the coaches say that it was funny that at that day they said their perspective of me changed and I started actually looking like I belonged with the team.
那个时候呢，经过这样的训练呢，这些教练们就会觉得我属于这个队。
I all know we have obstacles in life.
我们知道我们每一个人在我们的生命中都有障碍。
I know we have people that sometimes make our lives very difficult.
有些人使我们的生活非常的艰难。
Some of my students in school call them haters.
有些我的学生在学校里就叫是恨人的。
But honestly, our biggest obstacle.
但最大我们最大的这个障碍是什么？
Sometimes it's us.
有时候是我们自己。
The Apostle Paul talks about our flesh.
使徒保罗讲到我们的肉体。
Being a major obstacle against us serving God.
是我们来服侍神那个最大的障碍。
Paul talks about numerous times about how he wants to beat his flesh into submission to obey serving the Lord.
保罗多次讲到他要攻克己身，叫己服我。
I will challenge you and say that that will be the number one obstacle you will face as we leave here when it comes to being relentless.
我今天要挑战大家，我们跟随主的一个大的障碍就是我们自己。
When it comes to being wholly committed to the person that God has called you to be.
我们要完全委身于神的我们的大障碍是我们自己。
I know for me, I need to spend time with God in the morning.
我知道我自己每天都要早晨要与神亲近。
But have we all experienced there's that split second when the alarm goes off where we can either press snooze or actually get up? How many have ever experienced that before?
Okay. 但是有时候我们却有一个很快的要决定的时候，我们是做了错误的决定。
It's a determination we make right there.
这是我们叫定义要做的事情。
Determination we make whether we need the extra 15 minutes.
是不是我们？要早晨有这十五分钟时间亲近神。
Or we say, no, I need to see Jesus now.
而是我们要坚持，我们要见到耶稣。
I'm not going to let this opportunity pass by.
我不能让这个见主的机会失去。
I'm not going to let the crowd be so large that I'll do it some other time.
我不能让这些群众的声音来影响我，使我选择下次再做正确的事情。
Will we be relentless in saying no?I'll do whatever it takes right now.
你是不是不坚持不懈说我现在就要做正确的事情？
The interesting thing is, your relentless is different than my relentless.
非常有趣的是，你要坚持的和我要坚持的是不一样的。
Maybe your time with God is during your lunch hour. Maybe your time is right before you go to bed at night. What does your relentless look like with the Lord?
有时候你是在中午的时间，有些人是在晚上睡觉之前。你到神面前坚持的时间是什么？
Have we been believing a lie for so long like Bartimaeus that we let it take away from who we really are?
你是不是像巴迪买那样，因为这么久的大家这么叫你，你就放弃了？
Or have we gotten so caught up with things around us that we truly forget who we are, like Zacchaeus.
你是不是像在生活在群众当中这么久，你已经像撒该这样忘记自己的名字是什么？
I want to end with the story.
另一个故事。
My dad came from Havana, Cuba.
我的父亲是在古巴的哈瓦那而来。
His father, my grandfather,
我的祖父
was a police chief in the town of Havana.
是在哈瓦那的一个警察局长。
They were there when the political environment changed from President Batista to Fidel Castro.
那个时候的时候就政局改变啊，这个卡斯特罗就上台。
A lot of things changed.
那个时候很多事情变化。
My father and his family were able to leave.
我父亲的家就可以离那时候可以离开。
However, his cousins were left behind.
他的一些的表兄弟们都没有离开。
He has one cousin called Barbara.
他的一个表兄叫 Barbara.
He could not take living in the conditions of Cuba during those years.
他不能够在古巴那个时候的情况来生存。
He said it was very oppressive.
他是非常的压抑。
He said he knew he was not supposed to live like this.
他不觉得他应该这样生活。
He yearned to come to America.
他非常渴慕能够来到美国。
He yearned to provide an opportunity for his family in America.
他非常渴慕能够给他的家庭能够寻找到在美国这样的环境。
So he built a raft one day.
他就做了一个。
And he took off from the shore of Cuba.
他就坐了一个船从这个古巴离开。
However, within about one day,
一天以后
，the raft was destroyed by sharks.
那个东西就被鲨鱼所毁坏。
So he tried again.
他又一次的在试验。
It was destroyed once more by sharks.
他又一次被这个鲨鱼所破坏。
So he tried again.
又来一次。
He tried five different times.
他试了五次。
And on the last time, he finally made it to the coast of Florida.
他最后一次就来到了佛罗里达的这个海岸。
There's two places in America that a lot of Cubans gather.
有两个地方呢，古巴人居住的比较多。
Miami and Union City, New Jersey.
Miami 和Union 的这个新泽西城。
And when I finally had the chance to meet him, when he came up, and my dad was very excited.
我们的家就和他的家呢有这样的一个会合。
And he began the process of being accepted as an American, getting a visa and applying for citizenship.
他们就得到在这里待下来的签证，并且开始要申请美国公民。
Before many of the regulations of today.
有很多的这样的一些的国家的制度。
We took him to experience things he's never experienced before.
我们经历的和他们不一样。
He had never gone to a basketball game.
他从来没有去过打篮球的这样的比赛。
He had never experienced going to the zoo.
从来没有到过动物园。
And when we took him to the New York Aquarium,
当我们把他带到纽约的水族馆的时候
，He sat down and watched the shark tank for 2 hours.
他就看那个里面的。那个有那个鲨鱼的那个大池子有两个小时之久。
And I was a little scared because I didn't want to hurt his feelings, but I asked, why would you want to watch these animals?
我有点害怕，我觉得就问他，你为什么要这么对鲨鱼这么感
兴趣？ They almost killed you.
他差点把你杀死。
His reply was amazing.
他的回答非常的惊奇。
He said, yes, I do know they wanted to eat me for lunch.
我知道他想把我当成午餐吃。
He said, but they are my motivation.
但是他是我的一个动力。
I said, what do you mean motivation? You can't kill them. Not here.
我就说我不明白你不能杀他。
He said, no, they're my motivation because they are relentless.
他是我的动力是因为他们是永不放弃。
They are tenacious.
他们非常的食肉动物，非常的这个有侵占性。
I say, what do you mean by that?
你什么意思？我问他。
And I remember him telling me about sharks.
他就把告诉我鲨鱼的故事。
He said that when sharks would attack the raft,
当这个鲨鱼来攻击小船的时候，
their teeth would get stuck in the raft.
他的这个牙就会在那个船的那些结构上给卡住。
He said it's because sharks do not have any hardened bones in their body.
他身上没有这些骨头这么硬的。
They're made predominantly out of cartilage.
是一些的组织组成的。
So they lose teeth when they bite all sorts of things.
他在咬的时候就会牙就会就断裂。
But he said if you look at the shark's mouth, he has thousands of teeth.
你要看这个鲨鱼的嘴的时候，你看到它有成千的牙齿。
And when one tooth falls out, another one replaces it in 24 hours.
就一个牙掉了以后，和另一个牙24小时就长起来。
How many people would like that ability?
谁喜欢这样？牙有这样的功能。
And he said they did not stop attacking the boat even when their teeth fell out.
甚至他们的牙掉了以后，他仍然继续的来攻击这个小船。
They kept on coming and coming and coming.
他一直不停的来攻击。
And they wouldn't stop after one day; they would attack the next day.
他一天过后，第二天再来。
Sharks are still the number one predator in the ocean.
在海洋中第一个捕食的是鲨鱼。
They lose hundreds of teeth a year.
一年他有成千上百的牙掉。
It doesn't stop them from being relentless.
不影响他非常坚持的来捕捉。
It doesn't stop them from being hungry.
也没有办法让他不饥饿。
It doesn't stop them from pursuing what they want.
也没有让他放弃他要追求的。
I'm not going to tell you to start biting stuff and trying to be a shark.
我不是让大家像鲨鱼一样到处咬。
But I do believe there's a lesson we can learn from them.
但是呢，我们可以从这里学到一个宝贵的功课。
If we're honest with ourselves,
若是我们对自己诚实。
Are we like that with the Word of God?
我们对神的话有没有这样的态度？
We have examples right here today from Bartimaeus and Zacchaeus who were relentless to see Jesus.
我们看到两个美好的例子，巴底买和撒该，他们对耶稣基督的追求。
They didn't let what people said.
他没有让人所说的阻止他们。
Zacchaeus didn't let his physical limitations stop him from climbing a tree to see Jesus.
撒该也没有因为他个子矮小的限制而不爬树。
Will we be the same way?
我们能不能像他们那样？
Or will, like I did in college, will we make excuses?
而是像若是或许让像我在大学里面呢，经常会有一些的这样的借口。
As you know, I like to bring you presents.
大家都知道我喜欢给大家一些的礼物。
This is a prehistoric shark tooth.
这是一个鲨鱼的牙。
It's from a supposedly an extinct species called the megalodon.
是一个已经绝种的一类的鲨鱼的牙。
This is only half of one tooth.
这是一半牙的一半。
I don't want to imagine getting bit by one.
我不想想象我被这个牙咬一下。
In the back, when you leave,
当你走的离开的时候，在后面。
I had the privilege of learning more about sharks from a marine biologist down in Florida.
在佛罗里达，我有一个机会可以一个专门搞这个海洋动物的人学到鲨鱼的知识。
And he was very kind and surprised me by sending me thousands of shark teeth.
是我非常惊奇，因为他给了我很多。好多的鲨鱼的牙齿。
He said you wouldn't believe it, but when you go to the bottom of the ocean floor, they just cover the floor.
有时候你到这个海洋的底下的时候啊，你发现底下一层全是鲨鱼的牙齿。
He said it doesn't stop who sharks are. It doesn't stop them from being tenacious. Their teeth fall out all the time, and they continue being the number one predator in the ocean.
虽然它的牙不停的掉，但是呢，不影响它成为在海洋中。最善于捕食的这样的鱼类。
So as you leave today,
你可以拿一个在离开的时候。
If you'd like,
若是你愿意的话
They have been cleaned.
他们已经经过处理，很干净。
There's shark teeth in the back.
在后面有鲨鱼的牙齿。
Not as big as this, of course.
不像这个这么大。
But I challenge you to take it.
我来向你挑战，来拿一个。
Take one.
拿一个。
Put it someplace you're going to see it.
放在你可以看到的地方。
And when you see it,
当你看到的时候，
let it remind you.
让它能够提醒你们。
Are you relentless today for God?
你有没有今天不放弃的来追求神？
Are you relentless for who God has called you to be?
你有没有不放弃的追求神要让你要追求的？
We're going to make mistakes.
我们会有犯错误的时候。
We're not going to be perfect.
我们不可能完美。
God knows that.
我们神也知道。
You're saying, John Paul, who can I use as a model to be relentless?
John Paul, 有最好的这样的坚持的例子吗？
The awesome thing about all the stories we read in the Bible today,
今天我们所读到的圣经中的这样的故事，
is the most relentless person in all these stories,
是非常坚持的这样的故事，
was Jesus.
这个最坚持的就是耶稣自己。
He found and stopped for Bartimaeus.
他找到了巴蒂买。
He stopped and looked up at Zacchaeus.
他停下来看到了撒该。
You go throughout the Bible and you'll find that he is relentless for those that he's calling to be like him and for those that he loves, which is us, his people.
当你读圣经的时候，你就会发现我们的主耶稣他是永不放弃的来追求他所要得到的。
I'm so thankful that God loves us so much that he doesn't give up on us.
我非常的感谢神，他爱我们这样多他不放弃我们。
That he loves us with a relentless love.
他用那个永不放弃的爱来爱我们。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
God, I want to thank you so much for this day.
神，我为着今天我们感谢你。
I want to thank you so much that you sent your son, Jesus.
我们何能感谢你把爱子耶稣赐给我们。
Who loves us so much.
他爱我们如此之多。
And you are so relentless for us.
你如此的来向我们坚持。
That he died on a cross for our sins.
他在十字架上为我们的罪而钉死。
And rose again to show that you've conquered our sin and death.
他复活来证明他已经战胜了罪和死。
Lord, would you help us, your people?
主，你能帮助我们你的子民。
To be relentless for you.
来向着你能够追求永不放弃。
That we wouldn't let the names that we've been called in the past or that we were born with keep us from you.
不让我们从生而带来或者别人叫我们的名字来影响我们追求你。
That we wouldn't let our status maybe just in our job or with our friends or in our family forget who we truly are.
不让这个世界上的地位和我们与人的关系来忘记我们自己的真正的身份。
Lord, you know we're not perfect.
主，你知道我们并不完美。
But you love us anyway.
但是你却仍然爱我们。
You know, some days we're going to lose teeth.
有一天我们会失去我们的牙齿。
But Lord, I pray just like the shark that you would help us to continue to get back up and serve you.
主，我祷告我们要像鲨鱼一样能够继续坚持的来追求和服侍你。
That you would help us to go to you for forgiveness and realize that you still love us and you're still there and you want us to still be your children.
你让我们能够得到这样的赦免，能够坚持的能够知道你仍然爱我们，永远的让我们来坚持来追求主。
Thank you for your love, Lord.
主，我们感谢你的爱。
Thank you for how you pursue us.
谢谢你来追求我们来得着我们。
Thank you that you don't give up on us.
谢谢你不放弃我们。
In your name.
奉你的名。
Amen.
Amen.